Chapter 20. After the uproar had ceased, Paul sent for the disciples and, after encouraging them, took leave of them, and departed to go into Macedonia. When he had gone through those parts, and had encouraged them with many words, he came into Greece. When he had spent 3 months there, and a plot was made against him by Jews as he was about to set sail for Syria, he determined to return through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater son of Pyrrhus of Beroea, Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, Gaius of Derbe, Timothy, and Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia, but these had gone ahead, and were waiting for us at Troas. We sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came to them at Troas in 5 days, where we stayed 7 days. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and continued his speech until midnight. There were many lights in the upper chamber where we were gathered together. A certain young man named Eutychus sat in the window, weighed down with deep sleep. As Paul spoke still longer, being weighed down by his sleep, he fell down from the third story, and was taken up dead. Paul went down, and fell upon him, and embracing him said, "Do not be troubled, for his life is in him." When he had gone up, and had broken bread, and eaten, and had talked with them a long while, even until break of day, he departed. They brought the boy in alive, and were greatly comforted.